Well, primarily, again, the project we're working on, we're gonna...
2 years in Washington, D.C.
Oh, is that right?
Back here.
But in Washington, D.C.?
This was his home over here, where we live. He grew up there, and, then, of course, after we graduated from high school, we both went to school. Don't run that thing.
I really wanna run it, 'cause I need to get all this information down anyway, so taking notes.
Then we more or less came back. A lot of our friends went other places. Most of them went to Florida. But we didn't wanna go there permanently, so we're here. I grew up about 2.5 miles up here in the country. My sister still lives on our home place up there. We have a farm up here, so...
Were your parents born and raised in this area also?
Yeah.
And grandparents?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right, yes.
Goes way back then.
Well, see, that's exactly what we're...
But you see, there was a number of years that we were both away. A lot of changes.
You were in Washington, you say?
The last, we've been all around, I mean, various places, but that was our last residence, was 22 years in Washington.
22 years in Washington.
Yeah, well, now I'm gonna leave, and you go ahead and interview, because he wants to see that game this afternoon.
Okay.
My neighbor has invited him to see it, and it'll start at 1:30.
1:30.
Purdue plays Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Purdue plays Michigan, he's got...
That should be...
Might go either way.
That's true. That could be an upset. That could be... I wouldn't be surprised by anything.
But we sneaked up on them last year and beat them last year.
Okay.
That's right.
I'm gonna...
Thank you.
Going,
Do you have any connection with Purdue, or is this the regional,
Oh, I'm a graduate of Purdue.
You are a graduate of Purdue.
Yeah, that's all. Way back yonder.
And then, of course, after that, was spent some time at Indiana University Law School, so he has mixed emotions when Purdue and Indiana play, and that's the old oak and bucket battle, you know, so...
But...
Do you do a lot of...
Loyalty is still to Purdue, of course.
Yeah, his loyalty is still...
What'd you start to say?
I'm sorry, I was just going to ask you about your work. You seem to do a lot of research about the bridges in the area?
No.
Oh, I tell ya.
He's not a historian, neither am I.
This is a little thing that was published to give you some idea of what is going on here during the Bridge Festival, right here in Bridgeton.
Trying to promote tourism.
And this morning, Irene crossed out some things on here, and she added some others that have been changed since this was written. But on the back of it is a little historical sketch. And you may have these.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And,
Are you taping this now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Be careful what you say. He's taping it now.
That's all right.
You mean I'm on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
And here's a little book that goes into a lot of history. Don't know whether you've ever seen that or not, but...
I had heard about the festival down here.
This man is a rather unique and interesting individual, because I think he finished grade school, but never had a chance to go to high school, because his father was a coal miner. And like most of those boys, when they got old enough to work, they went into the mines, see? And then later he got interested in bees. And he started bee culture, see? And he just expanded and expanded and expanded. Moved to Paris, Illinois. And I guess for 20-25 years, maybe more, he was, well, ordinarily say a bee inspector, but that wasn't the real term, for the state of Illinois. He worked in the Department of Agriculture.